And hello, everybody, and welcome to our debut edition here in 2018 of the NEOSI High School Football Podcast Preview Show, brought to you by Cleveland Clothing Company, right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. Matt Lodi joined by Tony Bogan. We are excited for yet another season here of high school football on NEO Sports Insiders starting tonight. It is week one, as tonight we've got two games on tap. I will be up the street at Byers Field in just a few hours as the Parma Redmen begin the season against the Lincoln West Wolverines. And also Vince McKee will be out in Avon tonight for a huge game as Akron Buchtel makes their way to Avon to take on the Avon Eagles. Tony, you are now stationed down in Kent State, at Kent State. How are you? Good friend. Good to hear you again.
Good to hear you again, Matt. I'm doing very well. I'm just excited for another season of high school football.
Oh, absolutely. Last year, of course, we brought you coverage each and every week into the postseason here of the preview show, and we are going to be doing that again this year as well. Again, brought to you by the good folks at Cleveland Clothing Company. You can check them out at CLE clothingcompany.com, and also use the coupon code NEOSports25, and you can get a discount on any item over at Cleveland Clothing Company. So, Tony, obviously there is a lot to talk about here in our debut edition. We've got a full week of games to get to, including all the non-conference matchups here in week number one. But let's, before we do anything, discuss a little bit about some of your preseason favorites, I guess, if you will. Of course, now, in conjunction with our partnership with AM850, ESPN, Cleveland, WKNR, I'm a part of their top 10 poll, and lo and behold, it was an interesting week trying to come up with that first list, I guess, if you will, of top 10 teams in the Northeast Ohio area. Who do you like this year? What teams, I guess, if you will, do you have on your slate of teams to watch in the Northeast Ohio area?
Even though this team is not ranked in the top 10, I'm going to have to say North Royalton. I see that they're probably going to be improving off their 6-4 campaign, and I got to give a shout out to No Row Nation because their Twitter feed's super awesome, especially with sports.
All right, North Royalton, interesting choice. I'm going to give you real quick, while we have a moment, the top 10 that the good folks over at ESPN 850 put out earlier this week. It's on their website as well. Number 10, Buckeye. We know a lot about Buckeye. We covered them extensively here last year. Number 9, Perry. Number 8, Massillon Jackson. Number 7, Euclid. Number 6, Padua. Interesting team right up here on State Road. Number 5, Avon, the Eagles. Again, we'll see them in action tonight against Akron Buchtel. Number 4, St. Ed's. No surprise there. Number 3, another team we know all too well, San Ignatius. Number 2, the Menor Cardinals. And number 1, Hoban. Wow, nice top 10 to start the year. And, of course, everybody's looking at that matchup here in week 1 between St. Ed's and Menor. Boy, Tony, you want to talk about two powerhouses that may end up meeting again in a state title game later on this year.
Actually, yeah, it's. I think it's going to be one of the games of the year because Menor has a sophomore in Ian Kipp that's going to be starting. They have the last of the Trubisky boys, Mason Trubisky, wide receiver, and St. Ed's is St. Ed's.
Yeah, they just don't get any bigger than that as far as it's concerned. These are two very, very well-run teams. Everybody knows, everybody knows how these teams go at it each and every week. So, again, this is not a surprise that these two teams here in week one are going to go at it. Again, Buchtel and Avon tonight, we talked about it a moment ago. Buchtel was 7-3 last season. They were 5-0 in the Akron City Series. And Avon, of course, another big year. What do you look for in that game tonight between Buchtel and Avon?
I think Buchtel speed will keep it close, but I think Avon should end up winning out in the end.
That should be a good one. Again, that game will be in Avon tonight. You can check all the coverage out at NEOSportsInsiders.com. All right, let's get to some of the conferences. Let's go through some of the scheduling here for this first week of the high school football season. Again, a couple of big games tonight. We'll start in a conference that we know very well, Tony, and that's the Great Lakes Conference. It's near and dear to my heart with the Parma Redmen in action tonight. I'll be there for Parma and Lincoln West. Of course, Parma should have the advantage of that one. Last year, the Bay Rockets, they were a 10-0 team, a little bit of a surprise. They were 6-0 in conference play. They will start the year at Keystone. That's an interesting matchup, Bay and Keystone. Bay was the winner in that one last year. Who do you like in Bay and Keystone here in week one?
I like Bay in this one. They've come around in a big way the past few years, and Keystone will definitely be playing with some heavy hearts as one of their players did pass away earlier this year.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that should be an interesting game. Again, that game will be in Keystone. Rocky River, they were 7-3 a year ago. Their only conference loss was to Bay. We covered that game. I was there last year. That was homecoming night for the Bay Rockets. They will be in action at Fairview. So, again, they're on the road as well. Rocky River, Fairview week one. Who do you like there?
I like Rocky River.
That should be a fun game to watch as well. The Holy Name Green Wave last year were 500. They were 5-5, 4-2 in conference play. They'll be at home for Cleveland Central Catholic. Here's a big one, and Vince McKee will be out there tomorrow night. Finally, after it seems like forever, North Olmsted. The Eagles will open up their brand new stadium. I got somebody telling me already in my ear who knows the AD out there very well that it's going to be a crazy atmosphere in North Olmsted tomorrow night. Valley Forge is loaded. They've got a couple of big running backs. They were 3-7 a year ago, 2-4 in conference play. They go to North Olmsted tomorrow night. We'll have that game covered for you. Who do you like between Valley Forge and North Olmsted tomorrow?
I think it'll be a close game. I think Valley Forge should win it, a close game, but North Olmsted will definitely keep it exciting.
That should be a fun one. You've got Brookside at Elyria Catholic, or I should say other way around, Elyria Catholic at Brookside tomorrow. EC was 3-7, and I'll be checking out Normandy tomorrow night. They were 3-7 last year under Coach Darden, finally getting a couple wins. They take on the Wellington Dukes. Wellington did not win a game last year, and it started last year with Normandy getting that upset win in week one in Wellington. Do the Dukes finally get back on track tomorrow, Tony?
I think that the Wellington Dukes will be better this year, but I don't think that they're going to beat Normandy. Then again, I could be wrong, because week one, definitely, you never know.
Yeah, definitely, and that should be a fun game as well. And again, we'll have all that coverage for you tomorrow night right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. All right, let's move along a little bit. We'll get you some of the other standings around. How about the Greater Cleveland Conference? We talked already about Menor and St. Ed's. Menor 9-1 year ago, 7-0 in the conference of the Greater Cleveland Conference. Any doubt that they walk away with the conference this year? You've still got Euclid. They were 8-2 a year ago, 6-1 in the conference, and they're going to start off against Glenville tomorrow at home at 7 o'clock. That ought to be a fun game.
Oh, yeah. Euclid's got a huge non-conference slate. They've got to play against Lorraine. They've got a game against St. Ignatius.
Ignatius, yep. They go to Lorraine at home next week, and then they play Ignatius at home. So all three of their games, non-conference games, are at home. Here's an interesting one is the fact that they will play their first five of their first, four of their first five games will be at home. That should give the Panthers quite an advantage.
I agree, and that should possibly put them on the fast track to contending in the Greater Cleveland Conference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Solon 5-5 a year ago. You've got the Brunswick Blue Devils, of course. Brunswick's been so up and down, they've just not been able to turn the corner. They will be at home for Highland tomorrow night. They've also got Cleveland Heights and Valley Forge on their non-conference schedule. I could see Brunswick getting off to a 3-0 start, Tony.
I could possibly see week two being a lot closer than people indicate, because Cleveland Heights is a really good squad. I expect them to contend in the Lake Erie League this year.
Strongsville was 6-4, 4-3 in conference play last year. They've got a non-conference schedule of Berea Mid-Park, Hudson, and Central Catholic. Berea Mid-Park tomorrow night in Strongsville, that ought to be a fun one.
Oh, yeah. The scoreboard will definitely be lit up. For sure.
Yeah, with the weather being like it is tomorrow night, there should be a lot of high-scoring games. We mentioned Cleveland Heights a moment ago. Cleveland Heights will be at home for the Medina Battling Bees tomorrow night. 4-6 a year ago, that was Medina. And the Battling Bees, again, will be in Cleveland Heights. The Tigers are tough, Tony. You mentioned it a moment ago. What do you think of that one?
I think Cleveland Heights definitely does have a tough non-conference schedule. But if they can take a few games and then contend in the Lake Erie League, they should have a shot at a playoff berth.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then finally, we've got a couple other teams in action tomorrow night from that conference. Shaker Heights was 4-6 last year, 1-6 in conference play. And the Elyria Pioneers, Elyria, a tough year last year. They were 1-9. They will be in action at home against Avon Lake tomorrow night. Can Elyria get on track?
I think that game will come down to the wire, just like last year.
All right, let's move over to the Lake Erie League. Again, Bedford was very, very good a year ago, Tony. They were 9-1, 5-0 in conference play last year. They're just an all-around good team. I saw them last year once or twice. They're just a complete team. I expect them and Lorraine to go back and forth again this year.
I agree with you. Bedford's got a really good team, and I think they will contend in the LEL, It's just a wonder of, should they make the playoffs, how deep will they go?
And, of course, Lorraine, they will start at Midview tomorrow night. Lorraine's first three games are on the road, Tony. They've got Midview, Euclid, and Elyria. Again, Elyria, we mentioned a moment ago, was 1-9 last year. We talked about Euclid a moment ago with that tough non-conference schedule. And then, of course, as we mentioned, Midview. Boy, Lorraine's going to have to fight just to get out of here 3-0 with that non-conference schedule before they play St. Joe's. Before they play St. Joe's back on September 14th.
I think that Lorraine will beat Midview this year at Midview because Midview's got to replace quarterback Seamus Higley from last season, and Lorraine's got Jalen Dower returning at running back.
Should be a fun one. Again, that's tomorrow night. Again, this is the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show right here, the first show for 2018, brought to you by Cleveland Clothing Company. Don't forget, check out their website and use the coupon code NEOSPORTS25, and you will definitely get a discount on all their great items, a fantastic array of items over at Cleveland Clothing Company. All right, let's jump aboard here and check out another one of the local conferences, the North Coast League. Archbishop Hoban, we talked about him a minute ago, number one in my mind right now in the state. They're 9-1, 5-0 a year ago. You got Padua at 8-2. They're also in that top 10. NDCL, by no means, not a team that you can overlook. They were 8-2 a year ago. Benedictine was 6-4. Lake Catholic was 5-5. The only team with an under 500 mark in that North Coast League Blue Division was Walsh Jesuit at 2-8. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch Hoban and Padua all year long, and NDCL as well.
I have to agree with you. I think that Shane Ham, the quarterback, he's only going to get better. And Ham's only a sophomore. Benedictine will probably be rebuilding this year, but they should contend in the NCL because they return Nick Demchuk.
That should be a fun one. Padua, by the way, will be in action against Woodridge at home tomorrow night. That game will be right up here over on State Road in Parma. We jump over to the White Division of the North Coast League. Cleveland Central Catholic was 6-4 last year. They won the conference. They were 4-0 in conference play. VASJ was 4-6. Trinity was 5-5 in conference play, or I should say overall 2-2 in conference play. Warren JFK was 4-6, and then you got St. Thomas Aquinas at 1-9. Is it Cleveland CC's to win again this year, Tony, in your mind, or does VASJ make the move and get up there?
I think it'll be Cleveland Central Catholic's conference to win this year. In order for them to qualify for the playoffs, they'll have to start 2018 on a strong note.
All right, let's move over to the Stars division of the PAC, the Patriot Athletic Conference. We all know about Buckeye. We mentioned them in the ESPN Top 10 poll. 10-0 a year ago, 5-0 in conference play. They were very, very good. They start at Revere tomorrow night, and then their non-conference games. They're home for Rocky River next Friday, and then Cloverleaf a week from Friday. Buckeye at 10-0, Black River 9-1. It just seems like every year, Tony, those two teams are back and forth.
Absolutely, and Black River has a really good triple option offense. They just run the ball. They run. I think it'll come down to those two battling for the PAC championship.
Let's give you the quick non-conference for Black River. They will be at Western Reserve tomorrow night. Then they go to Northwestern, and then they host Ontario, and that game will be on September the 7th. Firelands, source telling me the Firelands might be a little down this year. They were 7-2 a season ago, 2-2 in conference play. Keystone at 4-6, Brookside at 3-7. And I mentioned a minute ago the Wellington Dukes trying to get back on track after an 0-10 year. What do you see out of the final four teams in the PAC Stars division?
I think the Firelands will finish above 500. And for the rest of the other teams, after non-conference, we'll see where everything stands.
All right, let's move over to the PAC Stripes division. Last year was all Clearview. The Clippers, 5-0 in conference play, 9-1 overall. Columbia, the Raiders, interesting team this year, Tony. They're going to get Brandon Coleman back, and they've got 11 returning starters. They are 5-5 last year, 2-3. But again, they were a team that was in it till the end after Brandon Coleman went down with that knee injury. Oberlin was 5-5 last year. They were 4-1 in conference play. The Phoenix, very good showing. Lutheran West was 4-6. Fairview was 3-7. And the Hurricanes of Brooklyn over here off of Tiedemann and Bidoff Road were 2-8, 0-5 in conference play. Clearview and Columbia, I think, is going to be a nice rivalry this year.
I will have to agree with you. And Clearview edged Columbia last year, and Columbia's going to look to get revenge, but I wouldn't look past Oberlin.
All right, let's move on to the Senate League, a league that Tony knows very well. Glenville was 7-3 a year ago, and Rhodes was 7-3 a year ago. But Glenville won the conference; they were 7-0. Rhodes at 6-1, and then you got a lot of teams that are just kind of in the mix there. John Hay and East Tech both finished 500 at 5-5. Cleveland JFK, John Adams, John Marshall, Collinwood, Whitney Young, and Lincoln West all finishing under 500. Actually, nobody with over three wins after East Tech. So it's really the first four teams. Obviously, Glenville and Rhodes last year both had good showings. Is it all down to Glenville again this year, Tony?
I think it will be, but I wouldn't look past John. John Hay did win the Center City Championship last season, and depending on how things go non-conference, one of those two teams could possibly sneak into the playoff discussion.
And again, I'll be over at Byers Field in just a little bit tonight to watch the Lincoln West Wolverines as they take on the Parma Redmond. Southwestern Conference, the one that we always talk about. It is a meat grinder, to say the least. Avon, Olmsted Falls, Midview, Avon Lake, and Amherst, all finishing over 500 a year ago and all finishing over 500 in conference play. Avon, boy, Mike Elder and those guys just do not stop. They are 10-0 last year, 9-0 in conference play. Olmsted Falls, 9-1 and 8-1 in conference play. Midview at 8-2, 7-2 in conference play. What do you like out of these three? And what about Avon Lake? They've got a good team coming back.
Avon Lake was 6-4 last year, and of those four losses, three of them were by a combined 12 points. If they won at least one of them, they could have made it to the playoffs. I've been looking for Avon Lake to bounce back this year, and look for Amherst to contend this year.
Yeah, Amherst is going to be at Clearview tomorrow night, and then they will host Lakewood. Because don't forget, the Southwest Conference starts conference play after week one. You get one non-conference game, and then you go right into it. And again, they will be playing Lakewood. Lakewood was 1-9 last year. Westlake was 0-10. North Ridgeville was 3-7. And again, we talked about the Eagles of North Olmsted. They were 4-6, and they will be hosting Valley Forge as they open up their new stadium tomorrow night. And Berea Midpark was 4-6 a year ago. We jump over to the Suburban League in the American Division. Barberton 10-0, 7-0 last year. You got Aurora at 6-4, Highland at 8-2, Talmadge at 7-3, Copley, Kent, Roosevelt, and Revere all in the mix there as well. Barberton, is it their division to lose again, Tony?
I would have to say that it is, unless Highland or Talmadge, because Highland and Talmadge are definitely also going to contend. And don't look past Aurora, because Aurora has a 13-year playoff streak going. And I was able to see Roosevelt in a 7-on-7 earlier this summer. They definitely made some strides forward, because they have Coach Mark Geist at the helm. He was formerly at Richtown last year.
Interesting. Let's go over to the National Division of the Suburban League as we get ready to wrap this up today. It's Wadsworth last year, 10-0, 7-0. The Grizzlies, a really good season. Stowe Monroe Falls, 9-1, 6-1 in conference play. Hudson was 7-3. North Royalton was 6-4. Brecksville, Broadview Heights, and Twinsburg were both 4-6. Nordonia, 2-8. And Cuyahoga Falls, 0-10. Boy, the Grizzlies are really good, Tony. Are they going to repeat this year?
I think that they'll make the playoffs. I don't think they'll repeat, though. But they do have a talented running back in Brock Snowball.
It's going to be fun to watch. Wadsworth will be at home for Firestone tomorrow night. And then next week they go to Worcester, and then they host Medina on the 7th of September. Let's go to the Western Reserve Conference. Brush, the Arcs, a really good year last year. They were a playoff team. They won a playoff game. They were 8-2 and 6-1 in conference play. Their big win last year was over Kenston to win that conference. Kenston was 8-2. Chardon was 7-3. And then you got East Lake North and Mayfield, both at 6-4. Painesville, Riverside, Madison, and Willoughby South all rounding it out. Brush and Kenston, really good back and forth last year, Tony.
Oh, yeah. In really any other region, 8-2 would net you a playoff berth, if not a home game. But in the very tough CVC, the Bombers won outside looking in, but they return a lot of starters. I think that they'll definitely have some fire in their bellies to contend in the WRC, and I wouldn't look past North or Mayfield.
All right, let's move over to the Independent here before we wrap it up. San Ignatius, they won the Holy War last year. They beat St. Ed's 17-10. They finished 9-1. Ed's finished 9-1. You know, everything else here in the Independents, you can go back and forth. Lutheran East was 7-2. University was 7-3. SVSM was 7-3. Massillon Washington was 7-3. Gilmore Academy was 6-3. Western Reserve Academy was 5-4. And Garfield Heights was 5-5. You know, again, the Independents, obviously, it's all about Ignatius and Eds.
I would have to say that that is true, but I wouldn't look past U.S., who made it to the playoffs last year. St. Vincent Mary made it to the playoffs. They made it all the way to state finals. And look for Lutheran East and Garfield Heights to get better. I think Garfield Heights will sneak into the playoffs in Region 5.
All right, do not forget, we are going to be with you each and every week right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. Tony Bogan and myself, Matt Lodi, will give you all the news, information, the standings, the schedule, everything else, the scores even when it comes to high school football. And don't forget, this season, we're proud to have our new sponsor, Cleveland Clothing Company. Check them out, ClevelandClothingCompany.com. You can check them out and use the coupon code NEOSports25. That again, NEOSports25. And you can get a discount on all their great stuff over at Cleveland Clothing Company. Again, we will be with you next week. Don't forget AM 930 WEOL, one of our other proud sponsors here, or one of our proud affiliates, I guess, if you will. They've got Buchtel and Avon on the air tonight, so you could listen to that and then read Vince McKee's recap right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. They'll have Avon Lake at Elyria as their radio game tomorrow night on Stream 2. On the internet, it'll be Amherst and Clearview and a really good opener, and Highland and Brunswick will be the Medina County match. And again, we will have the links to all of those games right on our website on Friday afternoon. So if you're listening to this on Friday, tune in the afternoon and you'll get a chance to check out those streams and you can listen to any one of those games. And do not forget as well, we are going to have our reporters on AM 850 WKNR, that's ESPN Cleveland, tomorrow night as well. We've got Rob Troutman at Brecksville and Olmsted Falls. Mike Trevisano will be at that huge one, Menor and St. Ed's. Patrick Kennedy will be at Berea Midpark Strongsville. Jerry Sharp will be at Brunswick to watch Highland and Brunswick. Vince McKee will be out at the new stadium in North Olmsted to watch Valley Forge in North Olmsted. Ruben Rodriguez will be taking in Avon Lake at Elyria. I will be at Parma to watch Wellington and the Normandy Invaders. And again, don't forget tonight, we've got two games, Lincoln West at Parma, I'll be at, and Akron Buchtel at Avon. Tony, any last thoughts before we wrap up here? Week one, it should be a good one.
It should be. I'm just excited to watch football.
Yep, it's going to be a good one. For Tony Bogan, I'm Matt Lodi. Thanks for joining us again, everybody. We will be back next week with another edition here of the High School Podcast Preview Show right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. Have a good one.